Hey, today we have in the studio Alan Cranston joining us. We're going to talk about the Marni Masons because they're having their country lunch coming up here this weekend. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure to do this.
Appreciate it. How long have you been involved in that group?
I've been in Mason for 44 years now, and I just finished up my secretarial duties after 30 years. So we found a youngster to take over. Thank goodness.
So when you do something, you just do something.
Yes, right.
That's a long time to be involved. Why'd you get involved?
Why did I?
Yeah.
My dad was a Mason. My uncles were Mason. The 20 years I spent in the Navy, I come across a lot of Masons. Yes, indeed.
Just seemed like the thing to do and a way to help your community, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I served my country for 20 years now. It's time to serve my community.
There you go. Country to community. Very good.
Yes, indeed.
Well, the Masons having their Masonic Country Lunch, as I mentioned, coming up this weekend on April 28th. That's from 4 to 7 p.m. is what it says here in front of me. Talk a little bit about that. What's going to happen?
Okay, we're going to make some soups. You know, I bet the wise would be making the soups if I know this. But we'll have soups and sandwiches and pies and drinks. The soups will make chili and vegetables, beef, chicken noodle, and a potato soup. Sandwiches would be meat and cheese sandwiches, very good. And my favorite is the pies. I say that because when it's time for me to eat, I always visit the pie table and pick out my pie first before I go to the soups and sandwiches.
Yeah, some people just want to go in order.
I know, but not me.
Well, the pie table is usually a little less populated at that point, too. There's not so much traffic. You can get through and get what you want right away.
You got her, Jim. You got her.
Very good. Lots of good food and lots of good opportunity there to raise some money. And I see you've got a silent auction planned here, too.
Yes, we do. The Eastern Star chapter in Marni is going to have a silent auction. They'll have some good items, they always have, and they join us with our country lunch at the same time. Some of the items I've seen are like toy tractors, combines, a basket full of gardening materials. Of course, there will be some good old baked items, too. And now their project is going to go to the Grand Chapter of Iowa. And the Grand Chapters Project is donating money to the service dogs for our veterans, which is a very nice project. So I'm sure the silent auction, there will be a donation to that particular project.
As a veteran yourself, I know you know a whole lot of guys just like you. Are there a lot of folks out there that need that service?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you know, I'm also the commander of the VFW here in Atlantic, and we have helped several of our veterans in the local area through the VFW. So, yes, indeed, and we keep an eye on them and help whenever we can. And then the Masons, we will use the proceeds from our fundraiser for scholarships. Last year we were having a meeting, and we were talking about, you know, there's a lot of young families in Marni. I have never seen it before. And I'm not a youngster, and some of these families have 3 and 4 kids, and we decided, why don't we go for scholarships for our Marni kids? So that's where our money will go to.
You know, that's a good sign, Alan. Usually we think of those small towns like that as being places where there's not a lot of youth. I mean, most of the youth grow up and want to move away someplace else. You don't really think about the future so much and the young people like that, so it's nice that you have that vision. And the opportunity.
It's just an eye-opener because I know, let's say, well, I won't give my age away, but back in the 50s, Marni had a lot of elder people. Yeah. And Lord and behold, today, I think our young families outnumber our older people in Marni. And it's growing, and we have families with 2, 3, 4 kids now in Marni. So it's a good project.
Well, it's been pretty out there when it comes to things like housing and trying to market the community and things. I mean, it seems like there are only so many things you can do in a smaller community, but they've been pretty progressive in making things happen.
Oh, yes. And Marni's on the map, let me tell you, with different things that the Masons do. And, of course, our city council is involved with housing. We have events during the year, like Ragbrite comes through on to the starting point, Baxter's big motorcycle rally, always 4th of July. We just went through our Easter egg hunt. The Masons sponsored it. And so there's always something going on in a little community, but it gives you an individual a chance to serve his country, serve his community.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. Yeah, there's no magic formula to keeping our small communities alive. It's just basically roll up your sleeves and be involved.
Absolutely. Name of the game.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing here, too, with
yes.
this. Now, any particular items for the silent auction that you know of that maybe you got your eye on?
I don't have my eye on anything, but I've been getting text on showing those toys like the tractors and combines. I got talked to the wife and see we were stationed in Japan for about 4 years when I was in the Navy, and we acquired quite a few Japanese items. I'm going to see if the boss lady would like to give up one of those for the auction.
Very good. It's nice to have some good variety there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it gets a lot more folks in the door that way, and a lot more people can participate. Now, this is silent auction, so
that
it'll take
correct.
Place that day, and folks will just have an opportunity to casually kind of keep an eye on things, right?
Yes, I don't fully understand how it operates, but, of course, Linda Schmidt's in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know last year we did it again, the silent auction. It went off very good, very good.
Good. Well, I know Linda gave me some notes here, too. She mentioned the bidding will start at 4.
Okay.
And it'll continue until 7, and it says the bidder doesn't need to be present at the time, but it kind of helps to be around the table just in case you get outbid, you know. The auction items also can be delivered if you're not there, but they really do appreciate that. And Linda gave me her number, too. If you would have any questions or maybe you have some items that you'd like to donate or just make some cash donations toward the project, you can get a hold of Linda Schmidt at 712-249-0524. She'd be happy to talk to you more about that. Now, as far as the Masons go, the lunch, free will donation?
Free will donation. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so they can pretty much put their own price on that. Have you done
yes.
well with the fundraising that way in the past?
Yes, we have. Exact amount. We serve, amazing thing about it, Jim, is normally we'll serve around 80 people.
That's not bad.
That's been past history. Not too bad for a little town of 120.
Mm-hmm.
Our donations, I would say, run between figures-wise would be, the fundraiser, I would say, between $500 and $700.
Make
good. A good scholarship.
Yeah, it gives opportunity is what it does.
Yes.
And it's not just from folks in Marnie. I'm sure you see some friends from surrounding communities.
Oh,
that stop
yes,
in.
Indeed. That we do. We have them from Harlan, Anita, Avoca, Lewis, yes, Elkhorn, all over. Mm-hmm.
I know you said you like to hang around the dessert table. What's your favorite pie?
I knew he was going to ask that. Coconut cream.
Oh, okay. You're one of those. All right. Very good. A lot of folks enjoy that. Lots of different soups, lots of sandwiches, and ask for the coconut cream before Alan gets there, too. Otherwise, it might not be there when you show. Very good. And they could just come on in anytime. That's coming up Sunday, April 28th, this weekend, 4 until 7 p.m., and that's at the Marnie Fire Station.
So that is correct. Marnie Fire Department.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of room and plenty of help. All right. Help out with those scholarships for the locals there and just have some fun. Just come on out and have a nice, relaxing, fun time with friends.
It most certainly is. You'll see people sit there and visit and socializing, and not too many cell phones being used. These people are talking to each other and catching up on items, and it's just a nice get together.
Isn't it amazing how much fun we can have when we look up instead of looking down?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Key point.
Have a good day. That's great. Alan, thank you so much. Alan Cranston's been in with us here this morning, sharing with us about the Masons Country Lunch coming up this weekend. Again, that's Sunday, April 28th in Marnie. Alan, thanks for coming by. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it.